Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ben Roberts, Craig Carton, all the way to 630. Phone number to join, as always, 877-337-6666. Got a great show for you today. Sadly, for those of you Jet fans, like all of us, that wanted Aaron Rodgers or thought Aaron Rodgers was coming here, you find out today that that's dead. He is not going to be a New York Jet.
What?
And you can talk all you want about, oh, Nathaniel Hackett's here, that's going to get it done. The reality is that he ain't coming here because he's going to Las Vegas. So we can put that little bad boy to bed. I now hope that Derek Carr wants to be a New York Jet. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
I'm just curious. Is that coming from the same source that told you Tom Brady's going to Miami or the source that told you Deshaun Watson's going to Miami?
No, much different source. Oh, yes, okay. Yes. Yeah. Much cool. Different source. This one comes to me, you know, after, eating certain things late at night.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, were you up past midnight last night?
What happened?
Were you up past midnight last night?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I was watching the Nets lose by 50 last night.
Why?
I believe at one point I turned the game on. Correct me if I'm wrong, please. I thought I saw the score, Boston 27, yeah. Brooklyn 4.
So to the audience.
Did I miss that? Did I have that right?
I did not bring up the Nets. Yeah. I never mentioned them. I wouldn't even think of doing so. But my basketball-loving, bald-headed partner decided unprovoked to just talk Nets basketball.
Not me, him.
Well,
make that clear.
It was 27-4. Yeah, I know what?
I watched the game, bro.
At this point, I think I'll turn it off and go to bed.
I actually started recording a Rico Brogna at halftime.
You did not watch that entire game. You couldn't have. Come on.
I very, very rarely, Craig, will shut a game off. It's very rare.
That was the one.
Last night, I even tweeted it. I said, for my sports mental health, I should stop watching this game. But I hung in there until halftime. As soon as I saw Frank Isola's face, no offense to Frank,
of course.
I said, I'm out. I'm done.
Peace out.
I need to give myself a vacation, and I took it. So, yes, I shut it off
third
at
quarter,
halftime.
Oh, halftime?
Halftime.
Well, I don't blame you. I mean, you like, listen.
Oh, gee golly, thanks.
As great a fan as you are, there are nights when you know. And last night was one of those nights.
You know what? It's not only that. It's not only you know. It was pissing me off. Like, every shot, every possession, every turnover, every Tatum play, I was getting angry. And I didn't think that was good for my innerness, you know?
Your innerness?
My innerness.
Yeah, your soul is what it was. They stole your soul last night.
They stole it, and then they shoved it down my throat.
Yes. Yeah, so Boston's got Brooklyn's soul. That's about the extent of the Nets talk today. listen, here's the deal on Aaron Rodgers. Like I told you, this is going to be this ongoing saga until it becomes official. And the reason I bring this up is because I'm already sick and tired, not just on the Aaron Rodgers front, but just in general, the way the media is when it comes to, you know, random reports, not quoting anybody of note or anybody even on record, because there's this thing going on. It's been going on for a while now where there are reporters that cover teams or cover sports for a multitude of outlets. And it's no longer about when I get news, I'm going to report it. And I hope I break news more than other people because I'm good at my job. And when I don't have things, I got nothing to report. Mm-hmm. And now we live in this world where it's got to be, I'm going to throw stuff up out there that there's enough possibility that it could happen that I might get it right.
Right, right.
And if I don't get it right, well, I never said it was a lock to happen. I never said this is money to happen by 3 o'clock today. And the reason I say that is there's a report out there again today, and there'll be one tomorrow, and another one on Monday, and then one Super Bowl Sunday afternoon, that quote-unquote now, Joe Douglas is aggressively going after Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah.
As if to say, wow, the Jets, you know, he's aggressively going after him. Well, the Jets, by proxy, are having daily conversations with the Green Bay Packers about what they have to give up to get him. And they're talking to Aaron Rodgers about, you know, is this a place that you would want to come play, blah, blah, blah. And it's made up. Because I can tell you as a fact that Joe Douglas has not picked up the phone or gone to his email or his social media account and reached out to a random reporter and said, hey, look, I'm going after Aaron Rodgers aggressively. You can go ahead and print that.
Right.
I think you agree with me on that.
I think that Joe Douglas has proven in the time he's been here, he's a tight-lipped general manager.
Yes, and he comes from a franchise, pardon me, a little shrimp dumplings still left over from a lunch I ate in the car on the way down from filming my own Super Bowl commercial. That's a story for another day, though, Evan.
It's quite a drop. It's quite a flex, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Shrimp dumpling, Super Bowl commercial, basically implying a limousine. All in one sentence.
No. I drove myself in my black 50,000-mile Hyundai Elantra.
Oh, okay, not as impressive.
Yes, I am not bougie. I used to be. But I drove myself, parked on the street, probably get a ticket, but I'm here on time. Hmm. That being said, Joe Douglas isn't telling people what he's doing.
No, I agree. He's not that kind of GM.
And he comes from an organization that is. Philly notoriously picks up the phone and calls Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, literally before people even leave the room. That's documented.
Right.
And my problem with that is it's not right or fair to real, true New York Jet fans in this case, but pick your favorite team when it does happen to you, because it's not based on anything factual.
I think the problem is we as fans are desperate for information, even if the information isn't true.
Right.
I really think that. Like,
and by the way, of course, if you actually take the time, and I did last night, there are only, and I mean this, and please punch a hole in it if you can, there are two, and not three and not four, there are two AFC teams that are going to fight for Aaron Rodgers if the Green Bay Packers do trade him. And I think a lot of people even say, you know, forgetting the fact that they may not trade him.
Mm-hmm.
If they trade him, in my opinion, he is either going to the New York Jets or the Las Vegas Raiders, and there's nobody else in the market.
I think there's a third team in the AFC.
Tennessee,
yeah.
All right.
That'd be the third team I'd wrestle in there.
And I think that's a significant long shot.
Yeah, but I think that right now, look, you know the way I am, the way you are. We are fans. We are diehard fans. I passionately want Aaron Rodgers on the Jets. So any little nugget of information, any crumb that we get, we just swallow it whole. So last night, Devontae Adams is doing a Q&A. He implies, what neighborhood is Aaron Rodgers going to move to when he moves to Las Vegas? By the way, the question was asked by a Las Vegas Twitter account.
Right.
Like Las Vegas, the city.
It's like a tourism account.
Yeah. Was the one that asked the question.
Yep.
And Devontae probably jokingly says, my neighborhood. And yet we all go nuts about that.
Right.
So I think a part of the problem we have in the sports media landscape of today is we are willing partners in all this. We just want information. We don't want to wait till the offseason. We don't want to just wait and see what happens with Aaron Rodgers. Most of us are dying for information, even when the information is crap.
Yeah, like I'm sure if you're a Las Vegas Raider fan, you saw Devontae Adams tweet, you went crazy in a positive manner.
Meant nothing.
Yeah, Jet fans saw and said, oh no, we're losing him.
By the way, it would have been the same thing if Breece Hall tweeted that about the Jets. Like, it doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean a damn thing. You know for a fact the Jets want him. You would have to assume the Raiders want him.
Of course.
You obviously have guys in both locker rooms that are probably going to their GM. You know, when they stop by the facility and say, hey, what's the news on Aaron Rodgers? You know, we could use him. You know, we want him. What do I got to do to help get him? All that kind of stuff. But the reality is this. Obviously, they have to wait to make it official, you know, June 1st. The deal will get done well before that. And you're now competing. I don't think Tennessee becomes a real suitor, but I would agree they're the distant third place team. And I just look at the Jets for all the obvious reasons. And for those of you that don't follow close enough, the Raiders are a really good team too. They've got a great tight end in Waller. They've got Devontae Adams, a top three or four wide receiver.
Hmm.
They have an above average defense.
Hmm.
And
you're saying all of that, and I hope you realize
I know where you're going.
That everything you just said contradicts your defense of Derek Carr from 48 hours ago.
Yeah.
If they're so good,
that's right,
as you described.
Go ahead.
How come they didn't win crap this
Tell
year
you why
with Derek
were
Carr
crap,
quarterback?
Because they had the worst fourth quarter defense in the AFC last year.
You just pontificate about how good
they have an above average defense.
So why would Aaron want to go there?
I mean, the Ravens have an above average defense. They sucked in the fourth quarter also.
No, but for everything you just said, why would Aaron want to go there?
Why wouldn't he want to go there?
For the reasons why they couldn't win with the sturdy Derek Carr the last couple
of years. Well, he's better than Derek Carr.
Who is?
Aaron Rodgers.
No, I know that.
It's not by a lot, but by a little.
No, trust me, I'm aware.
Yeah, not by a lot, by a little. And by the way, I have no problem. I have no problem being a bridesmaid in this one and getting Derek Carr. That is not a negative.
By the way, as much as we argue about Rodgers versus Carr, 1,000% agree with you. When I make my realistic quarterback list, because I love Jared Goff, but I don't think the Lions are going to trade him, so you kind of rule him out. But when I make my list, Derek Carr is the backup plan.
Yes.
I agree with you.
And now I will say this. You'll agree with this.
Yeah.
If the Jets don't get Aaron Rodgers, if the Jets don't get Derek Carr, and we assume Lamar Jackson winds up figuring it out and staying in Baltimore, this has been a bad offseason.
Yeah, it's going to be disappointing,
Because Tom Brady's out of the mix. He's not a backup.
Right.
You are now left, and I say left, it's probably not a fair way of saying it. If the New York Jets wind up with Jimmy Garoppolo, is he an upgrade? Yeah, you bet your ass he's an upgrade.
It's disappointing.
But you had a chance to get one of the better quarterbacks, and if we don't get either one, we'll find a way to make ourselves happy with Jimmy Garoppolo, but it'd be disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, if you end up on the level of Garoppolo or Ryan Tannehill or guys like that, while they're better than what they had last year, it's disappointing. But I'd even say this, Craig, as much as I'm good with Derek Carr as a second option, even that's a disappointment because he's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not the first ballot Hall of Famer. He's not the guy who you think gives you a better shot, at least in the short term, to compete with the likes of Joe Burrow and Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. So there's different levels to the disappointment and the excitement. The grand slam is Aaron Rodgers. The nice, clean single to right is Derek Carr.
Yeah.
The infield single is Jimmy Garoppolo. And then you pulled a hamstring running to first base.
I mean, that's essentially what it is.
Right?
It's an upgrade. But it's not as big an upgrade as you wanted.
Well, it's an upgrade, but it also is likely that he's not playing Week 9 because he injured himself.
Now, I've got a story I was reading today online that fascinates me, football-related, which is why I bring it up, and quarterback-related, which is why I brought it up. And the story goes that the Philadelphia Eagles, in their war room, in their pre-draft meetings, were trying to figure out how they could possibly move up in the draft 2 years ago, and we're willing, apparently, as the story now goes, we're willing to offer just about anything and everything to draft a very specific player. Only one player they wanted that they thought they could get. They knew they couldn't get up to one and obviously get Trevor Lawrence, but the Philadelphia Eagles were begging people to move up with the hope of drafting Zachariah Wilson. Imagine how different things would be if they
did. Why would they have wanted to do
that? I don't know.
That?
I do not know. I was reading it. I started to troll Eagle fans again online
they
today.
They drafted Jalen Hurts earlier.
I know.
Like they were ready to just move on from him?
They were ready to move on.
That's crazy.
And I found these articles and Philadelphia Eagle fan blogs, literally, Evan, from 12 months ago, all right? In which fans hated Jalen Hurts.
Well, he wasn't great.
He had the three interception game against the Giants. He obviously got smoked by Tampa in a playoff game. And one of the stories was that, and I'll give the owner credit, Jeff Lurie. Jeff Lurie believed that he was the answer. Howie Roseman, their GM, wanted him out. And Evan,
and that's one. So you're
this is 13 months ago.
No.
Yes.
I'm trying to timetable this correctly.
Go.
So you're talking about going into the 2021 draft where the Jets selected Zach Wilson.
Yes.
Jalen was a rookie in 2020.
Correct.
Played a handful of games.
That's right.
Some positives, a lot of negatives.
There were big question marks about him.
Oh, no doubt. But incomplete. Like, we didn't know. The guy played a handful of games.
Uh-huh.
So that was the point where the Eagles were thinking or rumored to be thinking about, screw it, this didn't work out.
So
that's a wasted second-round pick.
They wanted Zach Wilson, all right? And then the following year, Howie Roseman did not think that Jalen Hurts was the answer, and the fan base despised him. So for all these Eagle fans now that are yelling and screaming at me and calling me names and, you know, bringing things up and attacking me, 13 months ago, you were dying for him to be traded.
I thought you were bringing this up.
I'm just showing you like, the etymology here.
Oh, I thought you were just trying to remind Jet fans, see, you got to be patient with Zach Wilson.
No, I'm definitely not saying that.
That's how I took it.
Not at all. I'm just saying it's funny how your things sometimes work out, even when you do everything in your power to make them not work out.
Well, I mean, look at Daniel Jones at a varying degree.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the view on him, but I don't think for the most part that patience always works out. Sometimes it does, and sometimes you're rewarded with Jalen Hurts having the year he's had in his second full season as a starting quarterback. But a lot of times, your patience is just spinning your wheels with crap.
Yeah. So, listen, we got a lot to do today, lots of football, as we've almost made it through the week prior to. We are not here tomorrow. I have no idea who's filling in for us tomorrow. I imagine it's not Tweedledee and Tweedledum. So I wish I could tell you who is, but I did listen to Tommy yesterday driving home, and my ears still hurt from being yelled at for an hour and a half. That being said, love the energy, love the passion, love the consistency. That is a diehard Giant fan with a chip on his shoulder. I don't know why, but maybe he was made fun of as a kid.
He had some very, very powerful last words when he signed off. He said, I did not hear.
Heard the first half hour.
Coming up, Nets Celtics, you're about to get crushed. Try to enjoy the game anyway.
My God.
And then it happened to
my God. There you go. All right, Tommy. Who's doing the bridge show tonight?
I am again.
What?
Look at you. You're on fire.
3 out of 4. What's up with you over there, Big Mac?
That's not true, but...
Feels like it's been 3 out of 4.
Well, yeah, it's 2 and 2. He had the... Where he filled in for Keith makes it sound like...
Oh, that's
but
why.
The bridge shows are 2 for 2.
2 for 2 in the bridge. He got the bonus show because Keith had a day off. Got it. Yeah. All right. Just a little friendly competition.
Are you keeping score at home?
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
And, next week's 3 for me, 2 for him. So I'm sitting pretty next week.
Nice.
Next week's week for me this week. But next week...
And is
I'll
it like
no
in every other
in
day, like you're Monday, Wednesday, Friday, he's Tuesday, Thursday?
No,
or is
it's
it Monday,
kind of,
Tuesday, Wednesday?
It's kind of been like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are mine, and Thursday and Friday are his.
Got it.
Kind of
all right. I like
Should
that.
I put a poll out? Which bridge show do you like more, Loogie versus Big well, Mac, or is that not nice?
I would wait till next week. Let them both get this week is a pro Tommy week. Next week is a pro Big Mac week. And then I think we do that poll right after that.
Well, and they can both share in with Tweedledee and Tweedledum tomorrow.
Now, you guys are filling in?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Good for you. I said no to that. Okay, awesome. I'm sure that'll
be great.
I guess
you don't have the pull around here you thought you
did. Yeah, I guess I don't. I may have been talking to myself when I said it, but I may have also said something to Spike. By the way, your girl, Trista Crick, Tommy's sometime partner here, you know, when he does weekends and stuff, but she fell for the all-time greatest troll job in the last month. I mean, it is. You got to bleep out the last word if you guys want to do that for me. Evan, I set this up perfectly.
She cursed?
She cursed.
That's how annoyed she was?
So annoyed with me today, as are 500,000 other people that watched the video. So I'll just give you you want the quick setup now or later?
Yeah.
All right, here's the setup. These are the 5 people that LeBron James cannot beat one-on-one. Stupid, right?
Yeah, right.
But there's a point to it. Kevin Durant. All right, you could certainly argue that, Kevin Durant, right?
That's a fact,
right?
Bro.
Okay, I'm with you. So I go Kevin Durant. Luka Doncic. Okay.
Gotta go Luka.
Could argue that, however you want to do
I'm
it.
I'm good with that.
No problem. Steph Curry.
Okay.
Okay? And I go, he won't even take a step in from the logo, and he won't lose to LeBron. And then I got funny. I went Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
And then the final guy that LeBron James cannot beat one-on-one. Jeremy Lin, specifically from February 5th to February 12th in 2012. So isn't it obvious what I'm doing?
Yes, it is.
Not to her, was it? Not to her. You guys give me that audio after the break, all right?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Before we get your calls, I want to play the audio for you. So the only setup on this is that there's a still picture of the show from this morning where I say, here are the 5 guys that cannot beat LeBron James one-on-one. It's an obvious humorous. Is that a part of your
satirical
body?
Satirical?
Yeah. Humoristic?
Humoristic.
I don't know how you say it, but it's one of them words. And, you know, it's always funny to me when people fall for it, hook, line, sinker, and, you know, start yelling and screaming, and how could you put that guy in it? How could you put this guy in it? By the way, what happened to your face? What is that?
So, are you going for a new look? I got a haircut today. I needed one. It's been a while.
Yeah?
And the barber, nice gentleman, says to me, do you want me to shave your beard, too? I said, no, I'm good. I'm a grown man.
Oh, the hot shave? You always say yes to that.
I shave myself. I don't need anyone else shaving me.
Yeah, but it's nice to have the hot shave once in a while.
I chose not to.
Okay.
So he left like a hole between my sideburn and my beard.
Yeah.
And so now I've just got a blank spot between my sideburn and my beard. It looks very peculiar,
I admit. I've got a razor in my office, electric, if you want it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I may take up on that.
But then you got to do the whole thing.
I got to go all the way, yeah.
But then I can't take it back because I can't have red hair in my razor.
You can't have my red facial hair on your razor?
I can't have ginger dwarf hair in my razor. I'm sorry.
So you just Indian gave me. Is that what it's called?
No, we're having an open conversation. Who knew that you'd say yes right out of the gate?
Look at the way I appear. Of course I said yes.
That's why you don't
see it on SNY today. I look like a moron.
It is a tough look for you right now.
It's a very tough look.
How about this? I get a little magic marker. We draw it in.
Done.
Okay.
I would accept that.
All right.
Because I really do feel peculiar at this moment.
Do we like an orange dry erase marker?
Yeah.
Because that's going to come off when he goes home.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I'm game. Yeah. You can draw right on me.
Yeah. Not the haircut's good, but
thank you, pal.
The face isn't.
No, it's all because I said no to the shave. Yeah. I should have said yes.
Anyway, all right. So here's the deal. Here, 5 guys that can beat that LeBron James cannot beat one-on-one. That's a simple setup. Just having some fun. Trista Crick, who I guess fills in every now and then with Tommy. And I think she does BetQL here. Is that possible? Is that right? In any event, I had a tough time handling it. Go.
Wait, we can't do this. We can't allow this. We can't just stop.
Huh?
I know this is for clicks. I know this is for me to get outrage by and share. And I know what they're doing. I know what they're doing. I know what they're doing. And I don't like it.
Oh, sorry.
It needs to stop.
My bad.
5 players LeBron can't beat one-on-one.
Correct.
Jimmy Butler? Jeremy Lin? That's how I know I'm being trolled.
Yeah.
It's too early in the morning for this.
I love the background music, too, though.
Yeah, nice jazzy flow in the background.
Yeah, I like that.
And here's the thing. If you know you're being trolled, why are you reacting to it? And I thought I made it very obvious I was fooling around by putting Jeremy Lin between two dates in 2012.
Though I must say, the list. Between those dates,
maybe
Lin was tough to beat.
Yeah, listen, I had no problem playing against Kobe that night at the Garden,
he
right?
He was cooking over those 2 weeks.
Yeah, so just funny, the reaction, right? It's awesome. In any event, here is Tony in Middletown. Tony, what do you got?
Yeah, just on that Jalen Hurts thing you were talking about.
Yeah.
Now, I think you can take any mediocre quarterback and give them that exceptional offensive line and two number one receivers, and they'll look like Jalen Hurts, too, this year. So, I mean, whatever.
You know what's weird about you? Micah Parsons was the first guy to question, is it Jalen or is it the system? Now you have other people coming out. I think it was Julian Love came out today and said that Nick Sirianni's along for the ride, too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But it's not crazy.
Jalen Hurts rushed for like 800 yards this year. He scored 13 touchdowns. He made plays.
Take a mobile quarterback, put him behind them freaking 6'8", 350-pound guys, and watch what they do.
I don't think you can just put any single person back there. Yeah, now,
you put Purdy back there, seventh-round draft pick. He'd do the same thing, okay? And anyone before Purdy.
I would say this. It's a weird thing because, you know, when people credit the offensive line, and they're a damn good offensive line, obviously, I immediately revert to Troy Aikman in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of people that want to take Troy Aikman out of the Hall of Fame, which is silly, of course, and say it had nothing to do with Troy Aikman. Great offensive line, ridiculous weapons in their prime. Anybody could have done that. The problem with that, and Tony, I get you to a point.
To a point.
Is that everybody doesn't do that.
Right.
And it's just
what did the Eagles do, to Tony's point, when Jalen was out? How'd they look?
Well, they did score.
How'd they play?
34 points against the Eagles.
Against the New Orleans Saints.
I mean, against the Cowboys, pardon me.
They scored 10 points against the New Orleans Saints.
You can throw the Cowboy game out? I'm fine with that.
Look, the Cowboy game happened. I understand that.
It's 40-34, right?
But we have a sample size where the Philadelphia Eagles were not the same team without Jalen Hurts on the field.
Lane Johnson missed those games also. I mean, there's more to it than just that.
It's never going to be perfect. Like, we can't take them out and play a video game to see what would have happened.
Yeah.
And look, if the point is Jalen Hurts isn't on the same level as Patrick Mahomes, I agree with you. He's on the same level of Joe Burrow, I agree with you.
But it doesn't matter.
But to act as if you can just replace him with any other mobile quarterback and the results are going to be the same, it's unfair. And even what Julian Love said today on NFL Network, I get what he's doing, and it's fun, and we're having fun, and I can't stay in Nick Sirianni's face either. But
I like Nick Sirianni.
But do you really think that as talented as the Eagles are, and they're an incredibly talented team, no one's denying that, that anybody can coach them? Really? Adam Gase coaches them, they're fine, they're winning the division?
No, I don't feel that way.
That's the implication Tony makes about Hurts and Julian Love made about Sirianni.
I know, I think that's inaccurate.
No one's saying Nick Sirianni's Andy Reid. No one's there yet. No one's saying Jalen Hurts is Patrick Mahomes. We're not there yet.
Right.
But to just think, because of the talent around them, you can replace them with literally anybody. And no problem, you're in the Super Bowl, is completely unfair.
Yeah, listen, I think we're all trying to figure out what the weaknesses are in Philly. For me, it was their schedule, not their fault, but they really haven't played a complete team maybe all year. And yet, to their credit, it doesn't matter because whoever you line up in front of them, you made the point I thought that was valid about the San Francisco game. I made the mistake of only looking at the entirety of the game going, of course San Francisco lost, they didn't have a quarterback. But they lost the game when they still had a chance for their defense to make plays
100%.
Prior to them being ridiculously
exhausted. They lost that game far before they had a quarterback issue. Now, they had no chance to come back in the game because of the quarterback issues, of course, but their defense failed. And if the point is 1 through 52, leaving the quarterback out, 1 through 52, you take every team in the NFL, you line them up, 1 through 52, talent-wise, where do the Eagles rank? Yeah, they're probably number one.
They're right there. If they're not, they're pretty damn close.
We get that. Are they better than the Kansas City Chiefs when you forget about the head coach and you forget about the quarterback? Sure. But that doesn't mean the coach and the quarterback stink and you can stick anyone in there and have the same success. It's not fair. It's a lazy kind of opinion to have.
Yeah, because it's people that I'm being accused of it that are trying to come up with any reason, every reason, to throw shade on the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, that's really what it is.
How the hell? Look, I can't stand the Philadelphia Eagles. You know that. I can't stand them. What shade is there to throw? They've outscored their opponents 69-14 to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They're an insanely talented team. They were in the Super Bowl 5 years ago. That makes me sick. They are what they are. I hope they get their ass kicked a week from Sunday.
I do, too.
But let's just be fair about what they are.
They're best team in the NFC and have been all year.
Yes.
I mean, I can't debate that. That's a fact. You know, that being said, I'll say what I said against San Francisco. They've yet to play a team of that caliber.
Does this count?
Yes, of course.
Oh, this one counts. Good.
Patrick Mahomes gets knocked out in the first quarter. Don't count. And it won't matter because they'll be having another damn parade in Philadelphia.
If they knock,
and we'll be pissed.
Here's the one thing, though, that I hear and I don't understand. If they knock the quarterback out, didn't they sort of do something right?
Yes. You don't listen. Hassan Reddick made a great play being guarded by a tight end.
Did
he might have done it in the second quarter.
Did Brock
quarter.
Purdy, and I'm not celebrating his injury, but it's a part of football, right?
Yeah.
Did Brock Purdy get hurt because he looked at the sky the wrong way? No. Did Brock Purdy get hurt because he stepped the wrong way? He got hurt because he got his ass kicked by one of the best pass rushers in the NFL.
All right, listen, I'm
They created
you.
It. They did it.
By the way, we will read the two pieces of hate mail we have, only because it's not like an email or a tweet. It's actual old school. I think they call this snail mail.
Old-fashioned snail mail.
Old-fashioned, take out a piece of paper, put it in the typewriter, or get a piece of paper, go out and get your best pen, and scribble away.
When's the last time you wrote a piece of snail mail?
When I was away. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Because I can't even remember the last time I wrote something down on a piece of paper and sent it.
And what's interesting is that I initiated some. But I was quite blessed that there were a number of people who I've never met and probably will never meet in my life who reached out to me to say a prayer, show support. And I, interestingly enough, I've saved every one of those letters.
But there was no way for you to write back other than snail mail, correct?
Like no, there's an email. There is an email program.
Oh, okay.
It's somewhat convoluted how to use it. But there is an email program. A, you have to pay for every email. And B, it's not like you can go on AOL and check it.
Right.
You'd have to download an app and then check the app. And it's a little not complicated, but a little more convoluted.
Yeah, I get
but pen to paper, baby.
Did your hands start to hurt after 3 minutes? Because that's one thing I've noticed.
No.
We're so not used to writing that if you start writing, it's like, boy, my hand's not used to doing this.
No, but I apologize in the first line. Because by the third line, you can't read a single word I wrote. And I was just trying to keep it real. Like, thank you so much for writing to me.
Right.
I apologize in advance for your not being able to read the letter. And the more mail, the better.
That's why I need a spring training for my scorebook. I got to get my hand back in shape.
Oh, is that
for
right?
For writing my scorecard for a full year. Yeah. If I tried to score a game right now, it'd be a mess.
You know what the new thing is on Twitter? And I love this one. You know, if you react to what somebody does or says or posts or this and that, and they, however they got you to emotionally respond to them, you can't respond to them and also say, dude, you're irrelevant. Because by responding, you're now acknowledging that the person is quite relevant.
Right.
At least in your world, right?
I would think so.
Like, I got this guy, Luke Ezzo. He's a Philly fan, of course. Dude, you're irrelevant. STFU. No. I'm very relevant.
And why is he so lazy? Just write the whole thing out. Shut the bleep up.
Yeah.
Four letters? That's all you got with you? Come on.
That's right. Let's see what else I got here on this thing. Oh, and I love the people. One follower. Sorry. I think I should start blocking the one follower people. You know what I mean?
Before you have 100 followers, you need one, Craig.
Very true. But I told you, I have this theory that if you're one of these guys who just keeps starting new accounts and starting new accounts, you should need 20 followers before you're allowed to tweet anybody.
But then how the hell do you get a follower?
What happened?
If you're...
Like, you have to show your friends.
It's the chicken and the egg theory.
Yeah.
If you're not allowed to tweet at anybody until you have 20 followers, how the hell are you getting followers? Just robots? Just bots? You got to wait for the 20 Russian bots to follow you before you're allowed to tweet at somebody?
By the way, did you see how the Kelce brothers did their podcast yesterday? And Jason Kelce said he's convinced that it's Eagle fans that are putting the jerseys of the opposing team on the Rocky statue purposely to get other Philly fans riled up.
Right.
And Travis Kelce came out and said, listen, memo to Chiefs fans, don't put an 87 jersey on the Rocky statue. There's some kind of juju going on with that.
I guarantee.
And I want no part of it.
I guarantee there will be someone who puts the 87 on the Rocky.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
And just as a public service to Philadelphians, he was not a real person. I just want to make sure we every time we talk about the city of Philly, lovely city indeed, of course, murder capital of the East Coast currently, but I'm sure they'll figure out how to change that in due time. And they might very well be the powerhouse of the NFC. All good. But you do need to know that he was not real.
It was not real.
That's all I'm saying.
Can we live in a world in which Philadelphia's got two Super Bowls in 5 years?
We might have to.
Oh, my God.
We might have to.
With two different quarterbacks, with two different head coaches.
Yeah.
Within 5 years?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it does at some point beg the question, not that we care much about this, but you know, we compare our owners a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where do our owners stay in the totem pole of owners? I mean, it's hard not to say that Jeff Lurie has elevated himself to one of the great owners in sports.
Absolutely,
today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. He's moved up there. The more you
100%.
Win, especially when, you know what's even more impressive? And this isn't to take anything away from what the Giants did in 7-11. Because there's something great about keeping your coach, keeping your quarterback, and having certain key players on both teams. But the Eagles have a brand new head coach. A brand new, like, it's completely different.
Yeah.
Like, now there are some players, obviously, that are still there, but the key positions are different. And that's very impressive. It's a credit to Howie Roseman and the job he's done there. But, yeah, I feel lucky. I don't want to compliment them any more than I have to. And you've already made me compliment them, like, 150 times in the first hour.
Here's Andrew in Queens on the Fan. Andrew, what's going on?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
All good.
So, first off, Greg, you actually said something that I'm not hearing a lot of people talk about,
yeah.
And it's the reason why I'm taking Chiefs next week, and it's because the Eagles' schedule, if you look at everything that they've done this past year, every team they face, they haven't really faced any competition that's close to the Chiefs.
Hold on
honestly.
Hold on a second. Let's be fair. The Niners last week, and don't give me the quarterback, they destroyed their defense. That's not good competition.
They did, and they did the same to the Giants as well, too. I get that.
The Niners
are
the number one defense in the NFL this year. They were number two in the league against the run.
They gave up.
No, they didn't. It was a 7-7 game, and their defense couldn't get off the field. That's
right,
not
exactly.
Fair, dude.
Well, no, they couldn't get off the field. That's a problem.
Yeah, because their defense stunk. This has nothing to do with the quarterback. Like, their defense kept... Regardless, you're making a point.
When you can't get off the field and the defense has to stay on the field, they get tired.
No,
that's what happens.
No, hold on. The defense couldn't get off the field because they committed penalties and couldn't make stops. It had nothing to do with the quarterback. The Niners just marched down the field and tied the game at 7 with Josh Johnson at quarterback. It's a 7-7 game mid-second quarter. And the Niners and the Eagles ran 17 effing plays, marched down the field, and went up 14-7. Explain to me how
tired.
That's on the... They got
they
tired because they sucked because they couldn't make
tired.
A play.
Regardless, that's not the
no,
point.
No, it's not regardless. Your point is wrong.
I'm just saying I agree with Craig. And
you
that
can
sense,
continue to say you agree with him.
I'm telling you
something from last week. You're ignoring it. You're using excuses to define it. And I don't understand that for the life of me because I want to agree with you. I can't stand the Eagles.
But go ahead while I make this next point. Pull up the Eagles schedule and tell me, besides last week, look at the entirety of their schedule.
I agree with that.
And tell me, right. So that's
so you're telling me who they played in week 7 is relevant to what's going to happen a week from Sunday.
I'm not saying that it's relevant. I'm just saying that they're going to face their toughest opponent.
And I'm telling
Sunday.
You they faced the best defense in the NFL last week and they put up 21 points in the first half. Dispute that.
They did.
Okay.
You can't deny that.
Okay. Okay, we're good.
I think you guys found some middle ground there. And I do agree because I said it last week, so I'm going to reiterate it. You know, it's not the Eagles' fault. They don't have to apologize to anybody. You play this on your schedule. But assuming everyone's healthy in this game, I think it's fair to say for 60 minutes, the Chiefs would represent the best team they've played all year. Now, they might go ahead and beat them anyway. They're a very good team themselves. But at least we're going to get a legitimate competitor to give the Eagles a run for their money. That's all.
Yeah, the problem with you guys continuing to repeat that over and over again is you're just simply ignoring that last week against the best defense in the NFL, they shoved it down their throat.
To be fair, though, that defense was on the field a lot.
No, 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 no.
They lost their quarterback on the first drive.
Just because you repeat things doesn't make it true.
No, that part is true.
No, it's not.
When did Brock Purdy get hurt?
Want to go through the game?
When did Purdy get hurt?
You want to go through the game? Opening drive of the game.
All right, there you go.
Opening drive of the game, what happened?
They don't have a quarterback.
Oh, my God. You're just not listening.
No quarterback.
No quarterback. The game starts.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding,
we're starting the game.
Woo-hoo!
First drive of the game.
Yeah.
What happened?
Eagles scored a touchdown. Bang.
Is that what happened?
On the first drive of the game, yes.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yes,
that did happen.
You. I got
so
it right.
So let me get this straight.
Woo.
The best defense in the NFL.
That's right.
The defense that gave up the fewest points in the NFL.
Yes.
Allowed the Eagles to convert on a third down and a fourth down.
No.
Oh, but the play call, it should have been
catch that ball.
Then challenge it.
He didn't catch that ball. They didn't cheat, but he didn't
touchdown
catch that ball.
Touchdown Philadelphia, 7-0.
Should have been a turnover on downs, but go ahead.
All right. The Niners put together a really good drive when they got good field position. They tied the game at 7, even though the quarterback's
when was
out.
That? When exactly was that, though?
Mid-second quarter.
That's the point.
No, listen to my point.
What were their drives, just so I know?
The Niners
scored. What were their drives prior to that, if you have it in front of you?
Both teams did nothing. Both the Niners and Eagles were going three and outs all the way.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Eagles too, by the way.
Okay.
All right, so now the Niners get the ball early second quarter.
Choo-choo!
March down the field, tie the game at 7.
Go.
Christian McCaffrey, 23-yard touchdown.
How much time is left in the first half?
8.5 minutes.
Go.
Eagles get the ball. What happened?
The Eagles had a methodical drive. And if I'm not mistaken, converted on another fourth down on that drive.
That's correct. The Niners also committed a handful of brutal penalties and took the lead 14-7. So, for all you guys who just want to continue making the same point without anything to back it up, explain to me how that drive has anything to do with the quarterback situation.
That particular drive does not.
Okay, so the two Eagle touchdown drives that made it 14-7, in which the number one defense in the freaking league couldn't get off the field.
Correct.
It had nothing to do with the quarterback situation,
but
they haven't played anybody, right?
Yeah.
They played the number one defense in the league and shoved it down their throat.
Not really. Two touchdowns and a half is not shoving it down anyone's throat.
It changed the game.
What changed the game was the Josh Johnson fumble.
Okay. That was a big play, I agree.
It's
14-7 at that point.
14-7 is not a beatdown.
I'm not saying it's a beatdown, but the number one defense in the league couldn't get off the field.
You act as if that's possessions out of 9.
That's a big deal.
Not
early in the game it is, especially when the offense just scored a touchdown to tie the game, and all of a sudden we're thinking, whoa, we can make this a mucky, ugly game. And what does the Niner defense do? Pass interference, illegal hands to the face, illegal contact, can't make a stop on fourth down, can't make a stop on third down, and there's Miles Sanders for the second time dancing in the end zone.
Untouched.
Yeah.
Yeah. 14 points is not a beatdown. But I agree with part of it, not all of it. So you'll have to accept a partial win and a partial loss.
I'll take a partial win.
Okay, fair enough.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.